A little sip of Perrier here. I had to stop drinking alcohol because I used to wake up nude in the hood of my car with my keys in my ass. Not a good thing. Hi, can I help you? No, thanks. It's just flooded. I'll be okay. Beautiful, baby. Beautiful, yeah. Don't you see? You're sucked into believing that beer is a healthy thing. Because all the time you've got these beer commercials showing manly men doing manly things. You've just killed a small animal. It's time for a light beer. Why not have a realistic beer commercial? What's the realistic thing about beer? Where you go, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You've just pissed on a dumpster. It's Miller time. It's a scary thing because you realize the first purpose of alcohol is to make English your second goddamn language. Eventually, you may be quite fluent. You may be a Nobel Prize physicist. You have a couple of beers on a nice hot day like today. You're wandering around going, Califer, aye. You're speaking fluent drunkenese. Bravo. Next thing you know, you get a couple more beers. You've got a friend in a headlock going, I love you, little fucker. I love you. That's the kind of love I have for you, baby, goddammit. And you work your way up from beer. You get from beer, you go to wine. And I know the elegant people who are drinking wine right now in Montauk going, damn it, where are the unborn pears? I don't know. No, I'm talking to elegant people who drink wine and go, I don't know whether to have the red wine or the white wine with the chicken or fish. What's the matter, asshole? They're dead. The chicken's not going to reach up from the plate and go, have the red wine. No. It's wine, baby, and I'm not talking regular wine like Puy Fousse or Pussy Fussy, uh-uh. I'm talking a fine white wine like Mad Dog 2020. You drink a bottle of that and all of a sudden you're seeing vapor trails. And he works his way up to cocktails. Then you realize the second purpose of alcohol is to make your brain a goddamn Etch-a-Sketch. You have a couple of cocktails, you can go, you can start over. That's the beauty. Basically, when you realize, Mai Tai, Polynesian word for dumb fuck, yes. Rum drinks, mixed rum drinks. Man, the English Navy, they used to give you a couple of rum drinks. You'd wake up on an English ship going, eh, you're in the Navy, boy. Ah. Did you enjoy your rum drink, smartass? Aye, because you've gone beyond that, don't you see there, son? Then you realize the third purpose of alcohol is to bring out the asshole in everybody. Because you could be the sweetest person in the world. A couple of shots of Jack Daniels, you go, hey, fuck you! Get the fuck out of my face! I'm sorry, Father Bob, you've had enough. Damn it. And women, you know why men buy you all those Long Island iced teas? They want to get to know you as a person. Liar. They want your mind to take a hike, so they can go, you find me repulsive. Because men, once they drink, they don't care anymore. They can walk up to you and go, hi, what's your name, darling? What's your name, beautiful? What's your name, gorgeous? Huh? Fuck off. Really, are you Russian? Fabulous. Fabulous. That's the beautiful thing. Oh, I get it. You want me? Oh, Miss Uptight Bitch. Oh, I get it. Oh, you're probably a lesbian. Oh, excuse me. I can't say that word anymore. Woman in comfortable shoes. Forgive me. Then you've gone too far, you've gone too far, and you must pay your dues. This is why I had to give up alcohol, because you have to pay the next day. Pay, dear Lord, please don't hurt me now. There you are lying in bed, and you feel like the scene from the movie The Fly going, help me, help me. The entire room is spinning like a roulette wheel. Place your bets, place your bets. And there's the old toilet in the corner going, talk to me. Then you realize you're an alcoholic when you repeat yourself. You realize you're an alcoholic when you repeat yourself. You realize you're an alcoholic. Oh, damn it, god damn it. And then you have those nights where you don't remember what you goddamn did the night before. Where you get that phone call like, yes? Really? I took a dump in your tuba? Oh my god, he said sit in with the band. I'm sorry. Oh god, it's over. Oh, don't you see? It's all over, god damn it. And then the next thing you know, there you are at Betty Ford Hospital going, I'm fine now. I'm a reformed alcoholic. I feel so much better about myself. I'm fine. No, you have that double vodka. I'll be over in the corner kicking the cat. I realized when I became a reformed alcoholic, I said, hey, I'm the same asshole. I just have fewer dents in my car. Oh, God damn it. What is it? What is it about that?